Good morning. It's 7:06. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us on the line is Mike Spain from the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Ian.
There was a story this weekend in the paper about some angry folks in Schenectady who had taken part in getting the film The Place Beyond the Pines shot there, and it seemed there wouldn't be a premiere, but maybe that story's changed.
Yeah, it now appears that there's going to be some kind of a big premiere of the independent film, The Place Beyond the Pines, in Schenectady, where the film was made. But exactly where and exactly when remains to be seen. As you said, you know, we reported that city officials were frustrated that they weren't able to arrange it. But now representatives from Focus Features, that's the film distributor, says it is indeed planning to open the movie in Schenectady, perhaps before its official national commercial release date, which is April 12th. It may open in a few select theaters in New York and Los Angeles before that, but sometime in the near future, they say they are going to do something special in Schenectady. Hopefully, it would be at Proctor's Theater, which has more than 2,600 seats, but the CEO at Proctor's, Philip Morris, says that he hasn't been able to work out a date, hasn't really heard from them yet, but he's anxious to work out a date. It could be someplace else in Schenectady, and it should involve some stardom coming. You know, it stars big names like Bradley Cooper and Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes. So we're trying to get more details, but it could be very exciting here in Schenectady where the movie will debut.
Is there any indication that this story is what led officials to reconsider?
Well, there's certainly that suggestion. The mayor, Gary McCarthy, said he thought that the Times Union story was a wake-up call, but the people from Focus Films, who were completely unavailable to Morris and to city officials, are suddenly available, and they're saying, oh, no, we intended to do this. We just have to work out the details. So often that happens when you report that you can't get information, the information starts to flow.
Let's move on now to the new senator, Kathy Marchione, who has a double-dipping issue but seems to have found a way around her two pensions.
Yeah, Kathy Marchione, when she was running for the state Senate seat that she now holds, got a lot of criticism because, you know, she had filed for a pension for her decades of work in Saratoga County as a public official, town clerk, and then county clerk. You know, she was going to get a $66,000 pension on top of the $79,500 state Senate salary that she would get if elected. But double dipping is a harsh thing, a harsh criticism for some, but others are able to do it. She said she would give it to charity, and she confirmed for our reporter Jimmy Vielkind this week that she's already starting to look at charities. She and her husband are going to give the money away. You know, several state lawmakers, including Lieutenant Governor Bob Duffy, do collect pensions on top of their official salaries, and it's entirely permissible under state law. She's following through and delivering on her promise.
That's Associate Editor Mike Spain of the Albany Times Union. You can read more on these stories at timesunion.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thank you so much. Always a pleasure when I get to talk to you.
Thank you, Ian.